Steve?
All I work and no lie more makes Laura la dull girl. Parvu.
Thanks. Poor goodbye.
Wait. Laura, ever since you declared your love for me, I've been the happiest carbon-based multi-cell life form this side of the Milky Way.
Steve, I did not declare my love for you. When you started seeing Myra, you stopped coming over here. And amazingly, I sort of missed you. But only as a friend.
Well, you know, friendship is the first step to love. Do you know what comes next?
A restraining order.
Well, actually, I was thinking we could start a dating.
Each other?
Well, don't say yes yet. Let me woo you first. And woo I will. I'm gonna woo you like no one's been wooed since the dawn of woodom. Hit it, boys! The question is, sweet cheeks, will you go out with me?
No. Steve, this is so sweet. I'm really touched.
You are?
Yeah. Now get him out of here.
And love and tradition of the grand design, some people say, is even harder to find. Well, then there must be some magic clue inside these gentle walls, 'cause all I see is a tower of dreams, real love bursting out of every scene.
Days go by.
It's the bigger love of the
You know, you always do this. This is some sadistic game, isn't it? How long can we make Carl wait for his din-din? Well, Carl wants his din-din now.
All righty. Are you ready to go, or do you need more time to yell?
Harriet, I just don't understand what takes you so long. I have been home for 20 minutes, and look at me. Stunning. You, on the other hand, have been up there for an hour and a half, and you look...
Careful.
Sensational.
Carl, it takes me longer because I have to do my hair.
Oh. Oh, like I don't have hair.
You said it, not me.
What?
Look, you can't compare a woman who has a full head of hair to a man who... doesn't.
Are you saying, Harriet, that I'm losing my hair?
Oh, it's not lost. It's in the bottom of the sink.
hilarious, Harriet.
Maybe you should go down to Mr. Chuckles Comedy Club. Maybe it's open mic night.
Oh, come on, Carl. Lighten up.
Well, I'm sorry. I happen to be a little sensitive about my receding hairline.
Honey, relax. Your hairline is not receding. It's gone.
Sexy Steven.
Myra, what are you doing here?
I couldn't bear the thought of you filling this hard body with cafeteria swill.
Well, actually, Mondays aren't so bad. Today's special is I can't believe it's not pork. Keep it on, keep it on.
No. You come with me. I prepared a lovely picnic.
Oh, my.
Man, will you look at that? A beautiful girl thinks Steve Urkel is sexy.
Wow. First mom spots Elvis at the car wash. Now this.
Well, actually, I'm glad you're here, Myra. We really need to discuss our relationship. And it seems to me I smell olive loaf.
Layered with a playfully pungent Gouda on pumpernickel toast.
Oh, goody. Gouda.
I know. And for dessert?
Not brown handouty. Oh, Myra, stop it, stop it. We have to talk.
Certainly. What's on that enormous mind of yours?
Well, it is enormous. But I just can't live a lie, Butterbottom. I care for you deeply, Myra, but I'm in love with another woman, Laura Winslow.
Oh, Steven, you're so cute when you're wrong. Cheese?
Well, what do you mean I'm wrong?
Laura Winslow has played you like a fiddle. She's got you so mixed up that you actually think that you love her, but you don't.
I don't?
No. There's only one woman for you, Stephen Q. Urkel, and you're looking at her.
You melted my cheese.
Well, so how's it going, Barry?
Great. This toupee is really going to turn some heads.
You think?
Trust me, people are going to notice Carl Winslow. Oh.
Hand me a mirror. I'm dying to see what I look like.
Whoa! Well, Barry, I look like Rick James.
Oh, yes, it's super freaky. Here, try it with the hat.
Well, Well, now I look like Rick James's chauffeur.
The last shot was lucky.
Dude, it's Rick James.
No, it's not. It's my dad.
Wow, your dad is Rick James?
Barry, this is my son, Edward, and his brilliant friend, Waldo.
Hey, cool bumper sticker on your van. I break for baldies.
I really do.
Hey, Mr. Winslow, my Uncle Aldo Faldo went baldo. But he didn't want to cough up the cash for a toupee. So he achieved a hair-like effect with a pet.
A pet?
Yeah, he trained a hamster to lie real still on his head.
Carl, shall we try another toupee?
My head is in your hands. Wake me, baby.
Hey, yo, Dad, you look like Al Sharpton.
Is this seat taken?
Yes.
You're right.
With you and Myra.
Oh, the little vixen is stuck on me like bicycle pants on Delta Burr.
Laura Winslow, you brazen barracuda.
Here we go again.
I walk all the way over here from my private school to lunch with my honey bunch. And what do I find upon my arrival? You're seducing him with soggy fish sticks.
Okay, it's official. I've died and gone to hell.
For the last time, Steve Urkel steams my broccoli. Stay away or you're gonna get burned.
Okay, that's it. I've had just about enough of you.
Uh-oh.
Oh, you have?
I've tried to be nice. Mm-hmm. I've tried to be patient, but you don't respond to subtleties, so I'm just gonna have to come right out and say it. You are a huge pain in the butt.
Huge pain, huge butt.
Ooh. Say, anybody got a hankering for a brownie? My treat.
Myra, I want an apology.
For what?
Just for being you.
Forget it. Oh. I will, however, apologize for the mashed potatoes in your hair.
What mashed potatoes? Those mashed potatoes.
Sorry.
Apology accepted. Now, I really must apologize for the jello down your blouse.
Oh. Ooh. Oh. Ladies, this misuse of food is reprehensible. Although I do find it strangely exhilarating.
Gee, Laura, all this apologizing has probably made you very thirsty. How about a nice cold milkshake on me? Or better yet, on you.
You look like you're ready for dessert.
No.
Have a nice piece of cherry pie.
No.
Oh. A la mode.
No, stop.
Now that was over the line.
Oh, now, lady, please, not that. Well.
Steve. Myra. Thanks to you, I've got cafeteria duty for the next 2 weeks.
Thanks to you, I've been grounded for the next 2 weeks, you cheeky man stealer.
You hit a cause trouble?
I won't back away from it.
Oh, lady. Lady, lady. Lady, lady, lady. Stop it, I say. Now, this has gone far enough. Now, look, this is a bizarre and twisted problem, and it requires a bizarre and twisted solution. Fortunately, that's my area of expertise.
You've got a plan?
Yes. I intend to resume dating Myra.
Yes.
Nothing serious. Just hand-holding, pet names, and occasional kissing.
Let's start now.
Put it in park, Myra. Now, look. I want everything out in the open. So here's fair warning. I intend to remain friends with Laura. And if she gives me the slightest inkling that I can win her heart, I'm gone, baby.
I understand. I accept those terms.
Hey, I'm thrilled.
Thunderbar. Now, how's about you two lovelies bury the hatchet? Come on, shake hands. Stand to me, gals. I think we're gonna be good buddies.
Steve will never go back to you, Laura. Once he's been to Tahiti, now why would he settle for Coney Island?
I'm so happy for you, Myra. You know, it's always nice to see a plump girl find a man.
Well, maybe not good buddies.
Let's go, Stephen. You want to skip school today?
And blemish my 11-year perfect attendance record?
We can now.
Okay.
Carl, we're already 10 minutes late.
All right, just a second.
I hear it. The Cubs won.
Great. So did you have a good time?
Fantastic. Ryan Sambert hit a home run and Grandma caught it.
I don't want to brag, but I didn't even spill my soda.
Okay, I'm ready.
Well, what do you think?
Nice.
Handsome.
Weird. He grew a full head of hair overnight.
Richard, let's go fix him something.
How do you grow hair that fast?
Because he ate all his vegetables.
So, Harriet, really, what do you think?
Oh, it's fine.
Huh?
Just fine.
Really?
Really, really fine.
I particularly like the profile, don't you?
Mm-hmm. There it is, hair, from the side.
Yeah. Harriet.
Huh?
You don't like it, do you?
Well, Carl, it's not that I don't like it. It's just that I have to get used to it.
Used to it? Well, gee, you make it sound like chronic back pain.
Well, honey, it took me by surprise. I had no idea you wanted a toupee.
Well, I didn't. I did it for you. Remember the other night you made fun of my hair?
Honey, I didn't mean it. It was just a thoughtless joke.
Yeah, well, you wouldn't have said it if you hadn't noticed.
Well, of course I noticed. Just like I'm sure you noticed that I'm getting a little gray and that I have these little smile lines. Listen. If you want to keep this toupee because it makes you feel better, then that's great. But don't do it for me. Because I love you for who you are, just the way you are. Okay?
To tell you the truth, I do feel kind of silly in this thing. and it smells like my Aunt Mary's sheepdog.
Let's go, handsome.
Right behind you, beautiful. This is a Miller Boyette production in association with Warner Brothers Television and is distributed by Warner Brothers Domestic Television District.